if we could just let everybody just be themselves for a generation, maybe then we wouldn't see everybody feeling like they are the other sex, the other gender.
You can start talking about this special and you can promote it. That's my my suggestion as your manager.
Thank you. Well, the special's not out yet, so I don't know if we start promoting it yet or not. Not sure what the time is.
Yeah, you got to get the buzz going.
Yeah, there should be buzz. Yeah, that's true. We'll get buzz going.
You got to get this stuff, you know, there. Every single person right now is talking about this, but I feel like you're uniquely informed to talk about this.
Thank you. Well, that's the thing about my special is that a lot of the jokes on it I've been telling, at least in some form, since 2019. Maybe even earlier, but back then it was hard because most people didn't know any of the terms. Most people, or even if it wasn't about the terms, it was like they just didn't realize anything about the controversy. So I might seem like a crazy person if I'm making jokes about puberty blockers or, you know, the nuances of sports or whatever. But now there's so much more awareness.
Yeah.
But so it's like I'm trying to get the special out just in this just slot it right where people are now aware enough to understand the jokes, but it's not kind of old hat. Other people haven't already kind of started thinking about these things. But I mean, I still have, especially with the sports debate, I've listened to a million people talk about all of these controversies and read books about all these controversies. Still, no one is saying the things that I'm saying about this.
What are you saying about it?
Well, you got to watch the special.
Well, you've got to get it out.
Fine.
No, because the zeitgeist is now. It's Pride Month. Like this should drop in Pride Month.
That's true. Yeah, we should talk about all this stuff. Just piss the queers off in Pride Month. Well, maybe I could take this opportunity then to come out to some people about this, whoever listens to this podcast. I really want to make a statement, especially on Instagram, where I'm telling the kind of like leftist queers, like, you know what? I'm going to stop, like, because, okay, so I've put out things on Instagram before, whether it was clips from stand-up or clips from my other podcast, Gender Fluids, where we're saying some stuff. We're kind of making fun of queers a little bit, you know, like we made fun of Dylan Mulvaney, for instance, and we just got so many people commenting saying, how dare you? I can't believe queers are antagonizing other queers like this, and you're giving fuel to the Republicans and all that kind of stuff, and I'm like, you know, the reality. And then if you delete someone's comment, they're like, oh, you're silencing a trans woman. And you're like, well, first of all, this is my page. Yeah. I'm allowed to have it be. I don't have to have mental anguish every time I see my page. Like, I can block you if you want. Also, like, and you can say whatever you want on your page, you know.
Yeah.
But also, like, I think that they're making queers look bad. And so I don't really want that to be happening on my page. I'm like, you're making queer people look humorless and obnoxious. And so I actually think it's better for the community if people aren't just, if instead they're looking at this thing, they had fun, they laughed, they saw two queer people being able to have a sense of humor, to be able to kind of like make fun of the annoying parts about our culture. And so then they're going, oh, cool, I can relate to this. And instead, then they go and see that all the comments are from people who are trying to cancel this clip.
But don't you feel like what I think people are having a hard time understanding and maybe parsing is that there's something fundamentally illiberal that's taken over a liberal movement.
Right.
Like, love is very liberal. Right. You know, this is a very liberal idea. We should have the same rights. We just want to be like other people. Leave us alone. Suck my dick, bigot. Not so liberal.
Not so liberal.
Forcing lesbians to have sex with biological men. Not so liberal.
Right.
And this seems, you know, I'm writing a piece about this actually right now because I find it such an important conversation because there's this massive conservative backlash to Pride in Pride Month. And there is, as Douglas Murray says, this parasitic movement that's attached itself to the Pride movement. And he's like, liberals and gays need to call this stuff out. It's not just up to conservatives.
Right. And so, yeah, that's something where if we're all being lumped in together, and they've done that on purpose, like the LGBTQIA plus community. And I'm like, well, we're not that much of a community.
Yeah.
Let's not lump all of us in there. And yeah, so, I mean, that's something I've heard where you hear people keep saying, oh, people are getting less and less tolerant, LGBTQIA plus people. I'm like, no, people are getting less and less tolerant of trans activists and the kind of people who are like trans ally activists, who are the kind of people who are trying to shut down conversations, who are, you know, yelling at all of us, who are the ones who are the thought police and the word police. That's who's losing the culture war. Like, I think most people are still pretty okay with gays, but that will change. And more we're associated with the trans people who are annoying everyone, and the trans allies and the non-binary people, like, then, wow, the backlash could really come for us too.
Right.
And, you know, it's like, I have really nuanced thoughts about all the trans stuff, and I don't think, you know, that it's like trans people, like, what were you just saying earlier? Something about trans people, like, it's not like all trans women feel like lesbians need to be attracted to them, although there is a big philosophy in their kind of world of like, you should be and you shouldn't have a genital preference, which is a little crazy because it's like so many of those people have a genital preference for what they want to have. So why can't I have a general preference for what I want to touch?
Seems like a strong
preference. Yeah, it's a strong preference. But it's like a lot of people don't really have that. They're not like, you know, you have to be attracted to penis people if they say they're women. I mean, I'm attracted to so few people in general, so it's hard to say why I'm not attracted to anyone. I'm not saying I could never be attracted to a trans woman. I don't know. I found one attractive once. But it's like if you're a lesbian who wants to organize like a lesbian party and you're going to advertise it in any other way besides just literally inviting people directly, then you couldn't say this is for vagina people only.
I feel like lesbians are really bearing the brunt of this.
Right.
Because it is inherently kind of a misogynistic movement in some of these areas. And I don't know if it's maybe just because it's women and they'll roll over and they're more likely to try and appease and be pleasant and please, that they seem to be, their spaces kind of get invaded and everybody, because you don't really hear it going in the reverse.
Right. Well, there was one, I know that there was a men's group in like Michigan, like a gay men group, where they tried to say, hey, like, you got to have a penis to be at this thing. And they were like torn down on Yelp and stuff. You know, like, there's everybody went and gave them 1-star reviews and said they were transphobic. But I'm not actually sure whether that was a bunch of trans men doing that or if it was just either trans women and or their little people who like muckraking for them, and they went and did that. I didn't really hear, you know, I couldn't tell whether it was actually trans men or if it was just whoever these trans people and or their allies are, those kind of activists are, who went and did that. But I mean, I know we have a lesbian night that's like an underground lesbian party in Austin that happens kind of once a month-ish. And it's really fun. I've been a few times and it's absolutely awesome. You go and you see everyone you've ever been on a Tinder date with, everybody's ex, everybody, whatever, you know, it's really cool. But then like the first time I was there, it was, you know, like you know, traditional lesbians plus some trans chicks. And it was really cool and still chill and like whatever. It felt very safe. Like it didn't feel like there were just like people sneaking in and pretending, you know. It was like, I know a lot of these trans women anyway. Okay.
Yeah.
And then like the last time I went, I'm looking around going like, there's a bunch of dudes here. Like, I don't know if all these people claim to be non-binary or what.
Yeah.
Some of them have long hair, but there's a lot of just sweaty, hairy men doing a mosh pit at the end of the, like, like, that's not, and what I looked and the way they had worded it now was, they were like, you know, all dykes welcome of all genders and sexes. And it's like, why can't you even just say all dykes welcome?
Yeah.
Like, that clears up. You don't need to even address the trans thing. If you identify as a dyke, you could come. Like, why are we so expanding it that you have to say? So they did actually roll it back and say, like, dykes of all genders welcome now.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, that's good. But like, why, who was it who felt the need to even ever have a few months in there where we were just like, eh, anyhow.
Yeah.
No, all genders and sex. Why are all genders, why are we having an underground lesbian party if everybody is welcome?
Yeah, this stuff hurts my brain.
Yeah.
Because it seems to be so simple. I also, it seems to be somewhat anti-gay, just inherently. Because if there's no preference, if there's no reason, like if you aren't allowed to have a preference, doesn't that undermine the very notion of
I mean, that's the thing. The liberals have, you know, have kind of used whatever arguments were politically expedient at the time to get whatever they want. And then sometimes, you know, we kind of a few years later, it's like, well, just kidding. We just did that. Like even the gay rights movement, we never claimed to be born that way. That was